יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen and amen. Here's history for today. Today's February 16th, right? Sure. 2026. But it's Shavuot 29, 5786. Shavuot 29, 5786. And that relates to January, March, April. No, it's February 16th, 2026. Okay, that's where we are today. And we want to look at our passage of scriptures today. Our passage of scripture comes from Exodus chapter 27, 20 through chapter 30, verse 10. I'll say it again. Exodus 27, 20 through chapter 30, verse 10. Also comes from 1 Samuel 15, 2 through 34. 1 Samuel 15, 2 through 34. And Mark 6, 14 through 29. Mark 6, 14 through 29, all right? No, that was wrong. I'm hearing some stuff behind me. I knew that wasn't right. Let's see. Here's the right one, okay? Yeah, I'm hearing some people are trying right now to win. That's what all the dings are about. All right. All right, hear him dinging? Yeah, coming in, ding. It's too late to ding. All right, you got to do it tomorrow. Exodus chapter 25, 1 through 27, and then 19, and then 1 Kings 5, 5 through 26, and 6 to 13, and Mark 12. History lesson, laughing through it, right? Mark 12, 35 through 44. Too late now to ding. Okay, let's find out what this is going on. All right, let me tell you the history right now. Now, the people of Israel, let me stop laughing. The people of Israel are called upon to contribute 13 materials into the making of the wonderful tabernacle. Here they are, gold, silver, copper, blue, purple, and red dyed wool, flax, goat hair, animal skins, wood, olive oil, spices, and gems. Now, look at this. God says, okay, we need to make this tabernacle that is going to be a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. God wanted, you know, to come down in a place, even though God's eternal. He was up on the mountain already. But it wasn't that God needed a place. It was they needed a place. They needed something visually. We're visual people. That's why the screens and the videos and the computers are so powerful because we're visual. We're visual people, and so were they. So God says, okay, I need to get you to build a place that you have a visualization you can see. So I need gold, silver, copper, blue and purple, red dyed wool, flax, goat hair, animal skins, wood, olive oil, spices and gems, that they may make me a sanctuary. Now, on the summit of Mount Sinai, Moses gave a detailed instructions how to construct his dwelling. God told him, this is how you make it. Hey, listen, obey God's instructions and you'll be blessed. Obey God's instructions and you will be blessed. And he wanted to make it so it could be readily dismantled, transported, reassembled as the people journeyed in the desert. They could take it all down, pack it all up, and carry it. Now, in the sanctuary's inner chamber, behind a extremely artistically woven curtain was the Ark of the Covenant, containing the tablets of testimony engraved with the Ten Commandments. On the ark's cover stood two winged cherubims hammered out of the gold. See, there's your gold items. And I'm sure all these items that dealt with flax and wool, there go for the veil. Now, on the outer chamber stood seven-branched menorah. See, there's that candlestick. Again, the materials. And the table upon which the showbed was arranged. More materials. Now, the sanctuary's three walls were fitted together with 48 upright wooden boards, each of which was overlaid with gold and held up by a pair of sockets on the bottom. Think about this, just putting sockets and placing the structure into the sockets for stability. The roof was formed of three layers of covering. Number one, tapestries of multicolored woolen linen. Secondly, a covering made of goat hair. Third, a covering of ram and skin. Now, across the front of the tabernacle was an embroidered screen held up by five posts. See the materials right here? Surrounding the sanctuary and the copper-plated altar, which fronted it, was an enclosure of linen hangings. Again, supported by 60 wooden posts with silver hooks and trimmings and reinforced by copper stakes. You see, they followed the instructions. Let me tell you something, beloved. When you follow the instructions, when you follow what God has for you, and you follow what God wants for you, there's going to be tremendous blessings in your life. And that's something that we need on a regular basis. We need those blessings in our life. We'll talk more about this week because it's important, the construction of it and how it impacts you and how it pointed to Jesus. Absolutely.